This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. In the fourth phase of Lok Sabha elections today, approximate voter turnout of 62.84% was recorded till 8 p.m. In this phase, polling was held in 96 Lok Sabha seats, spread over 9 states and 1 union territory. Till 8 p.m., 68.12% voter turnout was recorded in Andhra Pradesh. Bihar recorded 55.9% voter turnout, and Telangana recorded 61.39% voter turnout. Jammu and Kashmir recorded a poll percentage of 36.58%, Jharkhand saw 63.37% turnout, and Madhya Pradesh recorded 68.63%. The polling percentage in Maharashtra was recorded at 52.75%, Odisha 63.85%, Uttar Pradesh 57.88%, and West Bengal 75.94%. A total of 1,717 candidates were in the fray for the fourth phase. The Election Commission said the polling process remained peaceful. Srinagar parliamentary constituency recorded 36.58% voter turnout, which is the highest in many decades. Chadura, Charar-e-Sharif, Ganderbal, Kangan, Khan Sahib and Shupian assembly segments recorded more than 45% voter turnout. Completely peaceful and high turnout polling was seen in Budgam, Ganderbal, Pulwama and Shupian. The commission said in an unfortunate incident a polling official in Champapet, Telangana passed away while on duty. With the conclusion of phase 4, polling for general elections has crossed the halfway mark, with polling completed in 23 states and UTs and 379 parliamentary constituencies. Polling is complete for general elections and state legislative assemblies of Arunachal Pradesh, Sikkim, Andhra Pradesh and 28 assembly seats of the Odisha State Assembly. Campaigning for the remaining phases of Lok Sabha elections has heated up. Leaders of various political parties are crisscrossing states to garner support for their parties. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi held a mega roadshow at Varanasi in Uttar Pradesh this evening. He was accompanied by Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath. Prime Minister Modi is the sitting member of Parliament and candidate from Varanasi Lok Sabha seat. He will be filing his nomination papers from the constituency tomorrow. Earlier in the day, Prime Minister Modi addressed rallies at Hajipur, Muzaffarpur and Saran in Bihar. He called upon the people of the state to cast their vote for the development of the country. The Prime Minister also visited Takht Sri Harmandirji Patna Sahib in Patna City this morning. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi addressed a public meeting at Raebareli in Uttar Pradesh. He promised that if Congress INDIA bloc comes to power at the centre, then its first job will be to waive off loans of poor farmers. Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi Vadra held a public meeting at Amethi in the state. She criticised the government for price rise. In Mumbai, 3 persons died and 59 others were injured today after a 100-foot-tall billboard was uprooted and fell on a petrol pump and nearby houses at the Chedanagar junction in the Ghatkopar area. The billboard was uprooted due to heavy rainfall and strong winds that lashed parts of Mumbai and neighbouring metropolitan areas this evening. India and Iran today signed a long-term contract for the operation of the Shahid Beheshti port in Chabahar. Minister of Ports, Shipping and Waterways Sarbananda Sonowal witnessed the signing of the agreement between India Ports Global Limited and Ports and Maritime Organization of Iran. In tennis, India's Rohan Bopanna and his Australian companion Matthew Ebden have entered the pre-quarters of the prestigious Italian Open Tennis in Rome, Italy today. The second-seeded Indian-Australian duo defeated Francesco Passaro and Matteo Arnaldi of the host country in straight sets 6-2, 6-2 in the round of 32. In shooting, 4 Indian shooters have secured the coveted Paris Olympic quota in the 25-meter pistol category at the Olympic selection trials in Bhopal. In the men's 25-meter pistol category, Anish Bhanwala and Vijayveer Sidhu finished atop the trials at the MP Shooting Academy in Bhopal today. And with that, we end this news bulletin.